This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Oh, good evening, Brady.
Good evening. Oh, that's the worst impersonation you'll hear tonight.
Don't you mean it? Oh, no, I can't even do it. I was going to do Mae West.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've just turned into someone completely different. It's the Cher Affair. Whoop, whoop.
Oh, is it in his eyes? Yes, it's in his eyes. Oh,
yeah, so look, there will be many bad Cher impersonations during tonight's show. There will also be lots of Cher music during tonight's show.
God.
And a few Cher tidbits will be shared. See what I did there? Hey.
I know. Well done. Mm-hmm. For the next hour, we're going to just talk a lot of Cher, play a lot of Cher.
We are. It's in honour of Cher's new album, which, you know, I'm sure I'm preaching to the gays here. Cher's got a new album out. First new album in 12 years.
Really?
It's nowhere near as bad as the lead single Woman's World would lead you to believe. But anyway, we won't be playing anything from that. We thought we'll take the opportunity to do a bit of a retrospective.
Absolutely. We are going to start from the 60s and come up to the start of the teens,
the 2010s.
Really.
I still can't get what you're supposed to call them.
The teens. I thought it was the teens, Brady.
Oh, really? It sounds like Justin Bieber fans.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The noughties and the 90s.
And the noughties. And then I don't know what you call
teens.
The teens.
Mm. I'm hanging out for the 20s myself. How great it will be. But anyway,
fantastic.
It's not about the 20s tonight. It's about Cher. We want to hear from our wonderful Joy listeners. What do you love about Cher? Now, Brady, to start the night show, it was really hard not to play I Got You, Babe.
Yes.
And obviously that was the start of the, when Sonny and Cher had, they started their collaboration, well, they were going out, collaborators, and they were originally called Caesar and Cleo.
I like that.
I like it as well. And I think there's like a shot of them looking like sort of kooky hippies, quite before the hippie era, really, because the hippie era was more of the
later 60s, yes.
And this is around the mid-60s, so they were really that sort of tail end of beatnik and sort of, I don't want to say dropout, but...
Yeah, no, I think they had a style of their own.
They did. And I especially always love, I love the girls nowadays when they wear the fur waistcoats.
Yes.
Because it always reminds me of Caesar and Cleo.
Pretty much.
So instead of playing a Sonny and Cher song, the first song of the night is from 1965. It's Cher's first solo hit.
Yep.
All I Really Want to Do. Here we go. You're on Joy 94.9. It's Cher-tastic.
Woohoo!
Joy 94.9.
Oh, baby, baby, take me
home.
Take
me home tonight. It's just one of those songs you have. Actually, every Cher song is a song you have to sing in your best Cher impersonation voice. It's impossible to sing along to that and not attempt to impersonate her. 1979, take me home.
Absolutely. You're on The Cher Affair tonight on Joy 94.9 with Brett Squared. Now, Brettie, what I loved when she first started singing Take Me Home, you and I both went, take me home.
Take me home.
And I always find a Cher accent is good. I always have to do the hand movement, like the flick of the hair.
Flick of the hair, yes.
Oh, Sonny.
Yep, love it. Love it. Hey, I saw her in concert in 2005.
Oh,
and
wow.
When she sang that song. So this was the concert tour that was the farewell tour that went on for forever.
Oh, yes.
And she changed outfits like 17 times for 19 songs.
Yes.
And when she sang that, it had like a 4-minute intro where she didn't sing while she was out the back getting changed. She came out, sang for about a minute and a half and disappeared backstage again. And the dancers continued dancing for the next 5 minutes. It was great. But she wore this great red spangly outfit with hair that matched the outfit. It was great.
It was just like one huge sort of like red tinsel dress.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved that concert because we were in Brisbane visiting friends. So we just decided all a group of us went to see Cher. And there's one of her songs that she was singing. And we're in about the 12th or 13th row. And there's a whole bunch of us, and my partner's on one side and my friend Amity's on the other. And there's a moment in a song where she's looking out, and I swear she was looking at our row. So I was a bit like, oh, my God, I'm so excited right now because Cher. And then I'm going, oh, my God, Cher is staring at me and she's singing. No, it can't be. And I had a look around and Amity whispered in my ear, I hate you right now because Cher is looking at you and singing her song.
Wow.
So that was my...
That's got to be your favourite thing about Cher, I'd say.
I think it is, Brady.
If any of our listeners would like to let us know what theirs are, they can SMS us or send us an email on air@joy.org. Every week. I've been here for years. You would think I would know it by now.
Do it all the time.
Email us on air@joy.org.au. Just like a couple of our lovely listeners have. Noel has sent us his best Cher quote, which is, I think the longer I look good, the better gay men feel.
That's more Mae West, but I will
play
it.
It was a bit Mae West. Noel's in London, by the way, so hello.
Hello. Hello, chap.
Yes, we've also got another message saying that we are literally vibrating with excitement. I think we are.
We are. We're doing gay gasps. It's so much gay because there's so much Cher on the show tonight.
Pretty much.
Now, Take Me Home, mm-hmm. It was a song from 1979.
Correct.
Which, in 2001, Sophie Ellis-Bextor did a remake.
Yes, and she rewrote some of the lyrics, which Cher wasn't very impressed with.
I wouldn't be crossing Cher because she's an evil freaking diva.
She is. But you know that old like songwriting phrase, change a word, claim a third?
No, what's that? I've never heard of that.
Change a word, claim a third. So when artists get songs written for them, they go into the studio and they go, I don't like that line. And so they change it, which is why you end up with six people on the things. And then they get part of the songwriting royalties.
Wow.
So Miss Ellis-Bextor, who I love, would be getting a pretty penny from that.
Probably not anymore. She'd be getting 10 cents.
Well,
or 10 pence.
Yeah. Look, I liked her version, but it's no Cher.
It is
God,
no Cher.
God, I am Mae West. God.
So they told me he was 6 foot 5 inches, or less of the 6 foot and more of the 5 inches. Boom, boom. All right. So we've done Mae West, but we're doing Cher.
We are.
It's the Cher affair tonight on Joy 94.9. Now, Brady, 60s and 70s Cher, very different. Was that her heyday?
Well, I guess it was her early days.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd call it a heyday. I reckon she's really had two heydays. She had 60s, 70s, and then kind of late 90s, which we'll get to later on. Because we are, well, attempting to move chronologically and failing dismally because we've already talked about the farewell tour in 2005.
I know, but that's just what happens on this show. We always seem to get it all mixed up. Hey, look, now I know we don't do dedications, Brett. It's just not what we do. But I have to do a dedication for my beautiful partner tonight, Andrew. This is one of his all-time favourite Cher songs. And we in the concert in 2005, we actually, prior to that concert, we bought the DVD. She sings it in the American tour, but then she dropped it for Australian audience and she put another song in. And we were a little bit devoed.
Oh, you would be.
It was, but tonight, this is the original 1972 version. We're going to talk a little bit about the song afterwards. It's The Way of Love, dedicated to my beautiful partner. You're on The Affair on Joy 94.9.
The Cher Affair.
When you meet a boy that you like.
Who else could it be except Cher? Oh. It's The Way of Love.
It's The Cher Affair on Joy 94.9 tonight. Oh, my God. Now, look, Dean Beck, Joy's own Dean Beck, has just burst into the studio before and he told us his favourite tidbit about Cher.
Yes.
That on her tours, she also has a small room near her dressing room and it's refrigerated and it has all her lovely human hair wigs.
Well, as you do, because, you know, she's quite renowned for her wigs.
I can't believe it. I think that's excellent.
That is fantastic.
It's quite fabulous.
That is fantastic. Now, look, The Way of Love, it was a dedication to your lovely partner.
Yes, it was.
But there's a little bit of a gay twist to that song, isn't there,
Brady? Do tell.
Well, if you listen to the lyrics, you can't work it. They don't quite make sense to be sung from a female perspective, traditionally. Mm. So there's always been a bit of a mystery as to whether she's singing the song to a lady lover who is going off to a man or to her male lover who is going off to a man, because the line is, what will you do when he says goodbye? He says goodbye to you.
To you.
Yeah.
I know. But I love that about Cher.
She's a big fan of the gays, and the gays are big fans of hers.
Absolutely. Now, we've talked about this when we've done Eurovision in the past here on Joy 94.9, and we've talked about Cher should run for the Armenian entry because she has...
With Colton Ford,
with
the
Colton
porn star.
Ford, the porn star.
As that's, regular listeners will remember.
That's going to be a workshop that I'd like to be involved with. But this song, The Way of Love, was based on a French song from 1960, which was meant for Eurovision, but got cut, and then Dalida had a bit of a hit with it, but it was in a French version. Frederica, who was a French singer, also had a
fantastic
bit of a hit.
Fantastic.
And then eventually it came out as The Way of Love, and Cher had a hit with it in 1972.
It's a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song. And it was from Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves. And I mentioned that as well because the wonderful Beck SMS'd us in and she said, hey, guys, since you're playing some of the classics, how about Dark Lady? Now,
that is a good song.
We loved it, Beck. But, I mean, we've put in an extra song tonight because there were so many Cher songs we just couldn't. I mean, we could just play back-to-back Cher for the whole hour.
Yeah, we should just take over. We could have like a marathon.
Oh my god! Do you know what? That's clearly going for Radiothon next year. Yeah. Share-a-thon to get more pledges in. Hey, but we still want to hear from our wonderful listeners. What do you love about Cher? Now, Brady.
Yes.
It was the 60s and the 70s, so we've moved on from Cleo and Caesar.
Yes.
They had the Sonny and Cher show pretty much throughout the decade.
Yep, came and went. It had a few appearances.
Yeah. I always loved this, because obviously I wasn't around when it was initially airing, but I always loved seeing all the guest stars that they had on, Raquel Welch, Tina Turner, Lily Tomlin, who was a very good friend of Cher. Any major hit, the Jackson 5, I mean... Unbelievable.
Yep, great. Absolutely great. And always, of course, Cher looking stunning.
And, I mean, I love the routine of Sonny and Cher, basically. Pretty girl in a Bob Mackie frock.
Or pantsuit. I was always a bit partial to the pantsuit.
I quite like the skirt and the sash.
Sash outfits that just cover the important parts. Yeah, they're great.
And my favourite thing as well is where she always, and they did the compilation in the concert as well, where she just basically walks out on stage and she throws off the coat and it always does the reveal. So she does the reveal. So you gotta have friends. And then she does the reveal. It's fabulous.
Love it.
Now, another outfit, which was very controversial.
Yes. Which is possibly where she's most famous to a lot of people because of this.
And absolutely.
I don't know if this was the part, but this is possibly the part where she started to launch 1,000 drag queens' careers. Because the wigs were getting bigger. The outfits were getting more outrageous.
God. And this, I mean, this film clip is still pretty outrageous. It's from 1989. Oh, turn back time, Brady.
What else could it be?
It's the Cher Affair on Joy 94.9.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way.
Gay radio, online, all the time. Joy.org.au.
Gay radio. You can't get much gayer than a Cher special.
Oh,
it's the
God.
Cher Affair. Hey, listen, we're asking our listeners tonight to let us know what their favourite... why do they love Cher? What's your favourite Cher tidbit? Now, we have had said email from Sturt saying that Ella Henderson's... So this is not strictly a Cher tidbit.
It's
but
a reference.
Ella Henderson's UK X Factor performance of Cher's hit Believe completely changed the meaning of the song. It gave me hope. So that's nice.
Cher connecting people.
She's inspirational.
Oh, isn't she just now? Now we've talked about the 60s and the 70s with Cher.
Yes.
And we've just played If I Could Turn Back Time.
Which is from the 80s.
Now, the 80s was a very different time for Cher, wasn't it?
It was. She had a bit of a rough time at the start. She was a bit unpopular. So, yeah, she formed a rock band there for a while, which was...
Really?
Yeah. And dyed her hair yellow, and it was all a bit strange, and she couldn't get a deal. And that was where she got into infomercials and all that sort of stuff, and her Cher fitness VHS tapes and stuff.
I do remember the fitness. I remember... when she went into Silkwood, the film Silkwood.
Ah, yes.
And they actually said what happened was in the previews, Meryl Streep's name came up, Kurt Russell's, Cher came up, and everyone started to laugh. And everyone was like, why is Cher, why is she trying to be a serious actress? Now, if you've ever seen Silkwood, she gives a stellar performance.
Yeah, I got to say, those people ate their words, didn't they? Because the 80s really were Cher's big move into the movie. She's had a couple of attempts in the 60s, which failed dismally.
Yeah, they weren't great.
Yeah. But in the 80s, she became an actress.
Which leads on to Brady.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to test your Cher movie knowledge right now.
Okay.
And for those playing at home, please do. Now, what I'm going to do is there's six films.
Right.
I'm playing a teeny bit of a clip.
Okay.
From each one, you need to guess the movie.
Am I guessing in the middle or at the end?
At the end.
Okay.
At the end. So
pay attention, listeners.
So let's have a go at this.
Okay.
Snap out of it!
Snap out of it, Brady.
I thought we were doing them at the end.
No. I'm doing it in between to make it
Moonstruck.
Easier.
Moonstruck.
Now, what did she do? Did she win the Oscar for this?
Oh, did she win the Oscar for this? Did she wear an outfit to accept the Oscar for this?
Bob Mackie exceeded himself for being, how can I create my Dolly tonight?
Yeah, and you know what? The great thing was, because as you said, you know, when she started her acting career, a lot of people kind of mocked her and said, you know, Cher can't act. And I love the fact that she turned up to the Oscars in that outfit that really was just like a giving everyone the bird, basically going, I'm Cher, I dress like this, and I've got an Oscar, people.
In she did two appearances in Will and Grace, which I absolutely loved, and they both always related to Jack.
Yes.
And he's having this dream, and he's trying to find his way in life, and she actually says to him in the dream, remember when I lost the Oscar for Moonstruck? And he said, but Cher, you won the Oscar, and don't you forget it, Jack.
Nice.
Okay, next film.
Okay.
They are going to be holding tryouts for new skaters to take up with. And my God, you know what? When I read that, my heart skipped four beats. This is a chance of a lifetime for me.
Hard one, this one.
Come Back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean.
Yes. Well done.
Thank you. I actually was a little bit stumped at the start until I listened to what she was saying. And then yes. Which she was in the Broadway production of originally.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And then was placed in the film. So, yeah.
Can I say, it's one of those films. It does look a little bit dated, but it's a wonderful film.
It's a great film. It's very obviously based on a stage play because it's a one set film. But it's a great film.
That's not a bad thing, though.
No.
Okay. Let's play another clip.
You know, I have to admit that I appreciate your directness, Daryl, and I will try and be as direct and honest with you as I possibly can be. I am positive that you are the most unattractive man I have ever met in my entire life.
Oh, the most unattractive man. Who could that have been?
Well, that really narrows it down a bit, doesn't it? Witches of Eastwick?
Well done, and she was... referring to, the scene was with her and Jack Nicholson.
He's very unattractive in that scene.
Do you know what? How can a man go from Chinatown, where he was a bit sexy in Chinatown, but he was just a pig?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, as he says, the wonderful line from Jack Nicholson is, when I'm wearing my sunglasses, I'm Jack Nicholson. When I'm not, I'm just a fat, balding, 60-something-year-old man.
It's true.
And it's true. Okay, next clip.
Ooh, we're going to play my favorite game. Who's the worst mother in the world? Oh, now don't tell me. Let me guess. Who could it be? Could it be me?
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life.
Mermaids.
Well done. And that's such a great film as well.
I'm feeling pressure. I don't want to get one wrong because all the gays will be sitting at home going, it's Mermaids, you fool!
I love that film. It's such a cute film.
I haven't seen it for a long time.
And of course, it's the Shoop Shoop song.
Yeah, which actually is probably one of my least favourite Cher songs, actually.
Oh, Brett, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to clip number 5.
What's the matter? You never saw anybody from the planet Vulturn before?
Mom. Beep, 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 beep.
Yes.
This is an interesting film.
This is a great film. Yep. This is Mask.
Well done.
And she is brilliant in this film.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. She's kind of drug-addled, alcoholic-ish, bad mother to her son with elephantitis, which I can never say.
And
yeah,
based on a true
really
story.
She's really good in this film.
Based on a true story,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
She was brilliant in this film. Okay, next clip.
When you are putting on your makeup, it's like you're an artist. But instead of painting on canvas, you're painting your face.
And this goes out to my partner, Andrew, as well as our dear friends, Aaron and Mark. Didn't your mama ever teach you how to put on your makeup?
Burlesque?
Burlesque.
Do you know, I was a little bit worried there because as we were coming up to the last song, the last clip, I was running through my mind going, okay, what other movies have we got left? And I never even thought of that. So I was kind of expecting something else. So anyway, 6 for 6, I've passed. I can keep my gay card.
Brady, well done. And obviously to celebrate, here's another Cher song.
Cher song.
Cher song. It's got to be strong enough. 1998. You're on Joy 94.9 with Brett Squared. Doing the Cher affair.
Have your say. SMS 0427 Joy 949.
You can do that if you would like to participate in tonight's Cher affair.
Why do you love Cher? That's the question we're asking.
It's Cher-tastic. I stole your word there.
I love Cher-tastic.
Hey, look, we have had a couple of people nominate. They didn't give their names in, so we can't give them a shout-out. But one nominated Cher's crazy old lady laugh. Go on, Brady, do it. That's woeful.
She does. She does this really weird high-pitched voice thing.
So, look, we also have a message in from Andrew from MasterChef this year. A bit of a celeb. Look, he says, oh my God, boys, what is there not to love about Cher? His favourite song is I Found Someone. Now, look, I was going to pick that had I been allocated the 80s slot because I do love that song.
We can do another show, Brady.
Yeah, maybe we do. Love it. Hey, listen, just before the traff, we had Strong Enough from 1998. I know everyone's a bit disappointed when I'm picking a 90s songs that I didn't play that woeful live version of Believe that we played on the show couple of weeks ago for the Vegas affair.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad. But yeah, so Strong Enough from the Believe album, which is when Cher came back in a big way.
Yes.
Yes. So, and she discovered a whole new audience of, well, dancing gays, basically.
Well, you know what? She can always rely on the gays, bless her.
You can. But look, I've got a bit of a problem with Cher following on from that period.
What?
Well, so Believe, as you know, was kind of became known as the Cher effect, and that was everyone thinks it was the vocoder, but it's not. It's an excessive use of auto-tune that got the wacky noise on the lyrics when she's singing, right? Which launched a whole, you know, heaps of other people started doing it, you know, as a bit of a feature. But Cher kind of must have gone, you know what? That was a huge hit for me. I'm going to do that all the time. So the next album that came out, she did it on every single song. And it was just, the woman can sing. We've been playing songs from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and the 90s. The woman can sing. She doesn't need the crazy auto-tune thing. But yeah, she did become a little bit too obsessed with it, I think.
Hey, something I heard the other day, and it was really interesting around Cher with her relationship, because we've spoken a few times about her relationship with gay men.
Yes.
But obviously, Chastity Bono.
Yes.
Who came out in the 90s as a lesbian.
Yes.
And then is now a transgendered male.
Yes.
And it was quite interesting because Cher had a real problem with Chastity's sexuality initially. And it was quite interesting. There was an article, an interview around it, and they just said, why did you struggle so much when you had such a huge GLBTI following? And she just said, you know, I just wanted Chastity to grow up, live her dreams, find a man, settle down, have children, divorce him, and then get on with the rest of her life. And I love that. And I think sometimes you don't realize, just because you're friends with gay people, when it's your child or when it's someone that close, it is a lot harder because you do have to think about a lot of other, because you go through that internal process of like, you know, as a parent, I mean, I'm not a parent, but I know a lot of parents have actually said that, that they've struggled more. They've always had gay friends, but they've struggled more when a sibling or a child has come out gay.
There you go.
But I love what Chaz done. I love what Chaz did.
I've seen Chaz live in the flesh.
Yeah.
Chaz was the Grand Marshal at the South Beach Miami Gay Pride Parade last year when I was there.
Oh.
There you go.
Clang. So where were you again, Miami? That's
thank
harsh.
You. Thank you.
But no, love Chaz. Love what he does in the community. I think he's awesome. And, you know, bless Cher for being, because she's come out and she's been very pro.
She loves the gays.
I know. And look, something else that I loved the other day, I saw an old Caesar's Palace show on YouTube, and it was Cher, and she comes out in this frock, I was telling you before, and it's like a huge butterfly, and the wings are part of the shoulder pads, and she actually moves it at one stage, and she said, I just stole this from Miss Philippines. And then the next two people, she goes, I've got two friends to help me with the show tonight, and it's Diana Ross's voice, and this woman appears, and you assume it's Diana Ross. Oh, no, it's a drag queen who looks the spitting image. And then Bette Midler appears. Well, you think it's Bette. And they do this great little trio. Then they sing You Gotta Have Friends.
There you go.
It was fantastic.
There you go. Hey, look, I mentioned before how I thought Cher lost the plot a little bit in the 90s. It was the Living Proof album that had all the auto-tune going out of control. But I think this was the pick of the songs off that album. This is The Music's No Good Without You. You're on Joy 94.9.
A little less straight than other radio stations. Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to The Affair tonight on Joy 94.9.
Not just The Affair, Cher Affair.
It has been a Cher-tastic show, Brady.
It has indeed.
Hey, I want to say a big thank you to all the wonderful shout-outs that we've had tonight.
We have had heaps.
And we've just had one just come through, the beautiful Amity Northcote.
Yes.
Brett, I just tuned in, and just in case the gays have not said this already, the Believe album was Cher's finest hour. She has proven to be the most versatile and longest-lasting pop star ever. Madonna can eat her dust.
Ooh, that's starting a war there. But yeah, look, the Believe album is a great album, I must say. Yes, Cher has a new album out if you've been under a rock, which is why we have been having a Cher retrospective this evening. So, hey, listen, one other thing I should just point out for Cher fans out there. You've got to check out this photo of Cher that Brady found. Well, it's not actually a photo of Cher. Go to the Joy website, click on the link to The Affair on the program grid, and then follow through to our Facebook page and check. And then like us too. And you can be kept up to date with what we're going to be doing an affair on next week. But there's this fantastic photo that we've got up there in honor of tonight's show. So,
oh, my goodness. Hey, tell you what. Look, I would like to, normally at the end of the show, Brady, I get to the point where I'm all themed out. I'm still not themed out.
No, we could go for another hour. We could go for another hour. Hey, look, we had played a little clip from Burlesque before.
Burlesque.
Yes, Cher had a song in Burlesque. Actually, she had two songs. Diane Warren Power Ballad and won the Golden Globe. I didn't know that.
Did it?
It did indeed. It's also featured as a bonus track on the new album. So I am kind of playing something from the new album.
That's
tonight.
Okay. That's all right.
But it's not this version. We're going to play a remix because, you know, it's a bit more in the Saturday night doof doof spirit.
And the song is called You Haven't Seen the Last of Me. That's
Could there be a more appropriate title for a Cher song, really?
Never, Brady. What's left to say?
Farewell.
Good night, Australia. We'll see you next week.
Joy 94.9.
This has been another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
You can always catch us at 6 p.m. on Saturday nights on Joy 94.9.
And catch us online at joy.org.au/theaffair.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.